You know, I always say that that the cause of hostility is feelings of inferiority and low self-esteem, which leads to anxiety and fear, which leads to hostility. Hostility seems to be the root cause, and which leads to stress too. Seems to be a root cause of a lot of the kinds of behaviors that you talk about that go on within the African American community. What are you going to do to begin to diffuse some of that hostility?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, Cobbs and Greer, in their classic Black Rage, talked about really hostility, black hostility, a long time ago.
Exactly.
And I don't think we can forget the scars of slavery, although there are many detractors now who would say, gee, that was 400 years ago. Well, it wasn't 400 years ago when it ended.
You better watch out. Some of them might be calling you soon here. Yeah. We're at 319-3267 or 319-3352. We're talking with Dr. Maxie Collier, former commissioner of health here in Baltimore City and now head of the community psychiatric department at Liberty Medical Center. Mm-hmm. So you were going to say?
Okay. To go on, any feeling does more harm when it is not admitted, when it's not confronted, when it's not dealt with. Whether that's fear, anger / hostility, or what have you. Any feeling does more harm when it is not dealt with. So we have the damage, we have the problem that a lot of the pain and hurt of slavery and the apartheid years that followed slavery, and a lot of the fallout phenomena related to present racism, which I call neo-racism, causes scars. It causes pain, which causes people to then become angry, very angry. And a lot of that anger is never dealt with. There are different ways of coping with it. Some people just push it under the rug. Most people push it under the rug. But then there are different ineffective coping techniques which are applied. One is resorting to substance abuse, which is a big problem in our community.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say that they shove it under the rug, it's really it's changing forms.
That's right.
It's not really under the rug.
That's right.